Today on our podcast, we have a really exciting conversation lined up and two very impressive guests joining us. I'm speaking with Joy Leishman, a life member of BPW, a recognition that speaks to years of dedication to supporting and advancing women in business and professional life. She's also the owner of Aussie Light, a successful international business specialising in automatic flameless cigarette lighters used in hospitals, nursing homes, retirement communities and correctional facilities right around the world. Safe to say, Joy knows a thing or two about turning a great idea into a thriving business. And Shirley Green, founder of Starfish Collective, a bespoke corporate gifting business creating beautifully crafted candles that blend artisan craftsmanship with international design. And here's the thing. Shirley knows the BPW Innovate Her stage personally, having been a finalist in the 2025 event herself. So today, these two incredible women are here to talk about Innovate Her and why it could be a game changer for you as a professional woman or woman in business in the Moreton Bay region. Joy, Shirley, so glad to have you both. Let's get into it.
Well, thanks, Deb. As you said, I'm a long-term member of BPW, which was Caboolture but is now called BPW Moreton Bay. We're in the third year now of our Innovate Her program, and it was born out of an idea that we wanted in some way to give a shout out to women who were doing something innovative, either in the professions or in their own business, and then reward them with a cash prize. But also, we also have the wealth of a number of people in the community who are prepared to offer mentorships. So for the finalists, there's a mentorship program, but of course there's the winner and all the acknowledgement that goes with that. We tweak it each year. It's like all new programs that what we do this year is not the same as we did in the first year, and that's just the way good programs work in that you tweak them. But they are about, you know, very much in our local community having women step up and give us their ideas and then pitch it to an audience. Shirley, of course, was a winner last year, and I'm sure she'd love to tell you about her business and her journey within Innovate Her.
Hi, I'm Shirley from Starfish Collective. I've been to BPW workshop for the last 3 years, and seeing the Innovate Her, I always thought, no way can I do that. So last year, I stepped out my comfort zone. Put my application in. I got fantastic feedback from the judges. And then I prepared my showcase, and it was amazing. In no way did I ever expect to win, but I told the story of my business. I started off at the local markets, selling to friends, family, markets. Until the Redcliffe market in 2024, I did an Easter market, and I decided to do location candles to attract the visitors to the area and promote our area. That took off. It was fantastic. Before I knew it, I was getting asked to do corporate branded candles and diffusers. So I went forward and I started doing the corporate branded candles. Presented this to the Innovate Her. The judges were very impressed. My goal was at that stage was to scale up and move into a bigger production area. Come down the few months, I've now moved into my own production area. I've scaled up, and it's all thanks to Innovate Her. It was an incredible experience. The mentoring I got afterwards, the cash prize was fantastic. I managed to buy myself a laptop so that when I did move into my new location, I was able to be mobile with my computer. So all in all, it was a fantastic experience, and I'd recommend any small business or any business to step out their comfort zone. It gives you the opportunity to actually look deep into what you're doing, where you're heading, and what you'd like to achieve in your business.
Thank you, Shirley. And that's a perfect example of a little business that already was going and some doors opened and some wider opportunities. And That's how Innovate Her is meant to work. Shirley is a perfect example.
That's an amazing
story. I
often
think we were born years and years ago. BPW Culture used to run what we call Career Woman. And we did that for a very, very long time, as you would recall,
Deb. I remember that well, yes.
Deb's actually a former president of BPW. Okay. So.
And I also was one of the contestants in one of the Career Women as well. So it was an amazing experience, I have to say. But Innovate Her is, I think, a little bit of a step up from that, isn't it?
Yeah, we just wanted to do it differently. We stopped doing Career Woman years ago. But there was always this idea, and it was actually Vicky Wood's idea, of course, everything the good that comes out of BPW was Vicky Wood's idea. And, you know, Vic came up with that she'd seen people do a pitch and she thought, you know, we could build it around that. So where we are with the program, the winners are actually announced at our expo. So if I can give a plug now for the BPW Business Expo, which happens on Saturday the 23rd of May at the Morrowfield Sports and Leisure Centre. Come along and have a look. It's free to come in.
So what time does it start?
10 o'clock.
10
till 3. Cool. Free entry. And come and see all the little small businesses. I love it.
Yes.
At a personal level. I work hard that day, but I still love it. And come and have a look at these little businesses, probably ones you don't even know are in Caboolture. But in the centre of the day happens the Innovate Her program. We're very fortunate to have Professor Karen Becker, who was the, she was in charge of University of the Sunshine Coast, Petrie and Caboolture campuses, but she's now a chief scientist with the state government. And our other judge is Annie Lawrence, who has replaced Paul Martin in an acting capacity in the economic development for City of Moreton Bay.
Very impressive judges.
Thank you. Very impressive. And the third one is me.
Of course, yes. Well, that goes without saying, Joy.
Well, it was always felt that we should have a BPW person as part of it. And so the final part of the judging actually happens at the Business Expo. So you can actually come to the expo, have this great experience of coffee and walk around and have a look at all these little businesses and buy things. But you can also watch the final judging. It's done out in the open. We listen to the pitch and then the judges make their decision. The finalists only are at the expo. The finalists are determined about 2 weeks earlier. So we are in the last stages now. We do have a number of applications, which we're just delighted about the diversity of them.
Yes.
And, you know, I love it that we can get fairly substantial professional or businesses in and they've got this nub of an idea, but from the, you know, really teeny tiny, I know you're supposed to call them micro businesses, but you know, these little nubs of ideas that women have for their businesses, I just love it. So we do have a number of applications, I'm delighted to say. We are of course looking for more, and you know, it's a great program. It costs you nothing.
Yes,
it costs you nothing. There's no big gala dinner you have to worry about. Somebody said to me last week, it's very easy to do. You write, you answer some questions. But in the period of time from people becoming a finalist to going to the judging of the winners, we actually provide them with a workshop of public speaking so that they can have a bit more confidence there. So it's a really great program. It's one that BPW is very proud of, and
yes,
we put a lot of effort into it. It's great to have Shirley here today as one of our past success stories. But so if I can lock some of those dates in,
yes.
Saturday the 23rd of May is Expo, Morrowfield Sports and Leisure Centre, and that's the big hall behind the little hall.
For yes,
the,
behind what, Bunnings.
Behind Bunnings, there's two big halls, well, two halls. First is the community hall, drive past that, and the second is the big Morrowfield Sports and Leisure Centre.
Plenty of parking, lots of parking.
Plenty of parking.
Yes.
Undercover, air-conditioned, come for a walk round, free entry, bring the kids. We have, you know, what do you call
face
it?
Face painting yes,
and all of those things for keeping children busy. And we have the children's different performances as well. Come along, and that's the final part of Innovate Her. But, of course, what we're here today... and if you've got any sort of queries, we're all over Facebook. BPW Moreton Bay is very good on our social medias. Have a look at it. You'll find us easily. You'll find Expo there. and of course Innovate Her. Have a look and make some contact. We're happy to talk to you.
Absolutely. Well, what an inspiring conversation. Thank you so much, Joy and Shirley, for joining us today. If anything you've heard has sparked something in you, here's what you need to know. BBW Moreton Bay's Innovate Her event is on Saturday, the 23rd of May at the Morayfield Sports and Events Centre, and they want you there. Whether you're a woman running your own business or a professional ready to step into your next chapter, there's a category for you. This is your chance to take the floor, tell your story, and compete for some genuinely life-changing support. We're talking financial grants, mentoring programs, exposure to investors, and connections with some incredible women in business right across the Moreton Bay region. And as Shirley knows firsthand, just putting yourself forward can be a turning point. So back yourself, take the floor, and go show that panel what you've got. Head to BPW Moreton Bay to find out more and register your interest. Thanks again to Joy Leishman and Shirley Green, two brilliant examples of exactly the kind of women this event exists to celebrate. Until next time, search for more podcasts on the BPW Business Expo and Innovate Her event on 101.5fm.com.au.